With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. If you've been outside in the past few months, you know the weather's been a little less than typical. And as a result of the cooler temperatures, cherry growers are a week or two behind schedule for the year.
The cold February definitely pushed our season back, and we're expecting our startup this year to be around June 10th. Normal startup would be June 1st, right in that area. You know, and then in some years when we have real mild winters, we'll, you know, start in late May. But this year is going to be right around June 10th.
Late start or not, Northwest Cherry Growers President B.J. Thurlby says it didn't hurt the crop much, if at all.
We're seeing, I would say, an average moderate-sized crop. And for us, you know, that's in the range of 23, 22 million boxes, 20-pound boxes. But that's a big crop. That's enough cherries to treat the world for a couple months, and that's what we expect to do.
But Thurlby says this recent stretch of warm weather has been great.
It's been that kind of May, and we're loving it. We're just absolutely loving it. I 2 years ago, we had the coldest May on record, and we pretty much know, you know, where the sugar levels are, and the sugar levels overall were just a tad down in 2017, and, every grower said, well, we never got above 60 degrees in May. That's why. So we're not worried about that this year. We were expecting to have lots of sugar in this fruit, so it should be excellent.
Tune in tomorrow for more on this year's Northwest Cherry Outlook.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.